Hi, everyone. Welcome to Evergrowing. I'm Sabrina Wong, and I'm the CEO of Evergrowth Coaching. I coach 8 to 9-figure revenue CEOs, and I want to bring to you the biggest breakthroughs from coaching sessions and the top tips to running a successful team. Evergrowing is about understanding yourself better so that you can understand your people and run a world-class team. I really believe signing up for leadership is to sign up for a journey of constant self-growth. And if you have an evergrowing mindset, you have an evergrowing culture, and then you can achieve exponential results. And now, let's dive in. Let's talk about how to encourage your team members to give more unfiltered feedback. So receive well. Secondarily, you have to ask for it. Now, there's a little bit of trick in asking for it. When you ask people for feedback, 9 out of 10 times, people will tell you something good because they want to test how much trust and tension is there in the relationship. Can I trust you in telling you what I think? Now, this is a normal thing. It doesn't mean either sides are wrong. This is just by nature. People are usually pretty careful about approaching this relationship. So then what you could do is push a little bit. Do you really have nothing bad to say about me? What about the time that I messed up on the all hands presentation? I think that was pretty stressful. Now, when you push and apply an example, you show to the other person, I'm self-aware in my mistakes. And if you had given me a feedback about the all hands presentation, I would have been okay because I'm bringing it up with a lot of calm and ease. So what I would recommend is to prepare some constructive feedback that you think if you are in that other person's shoes that they would have for you. And if they don't tell you, you tell it to them, right? You say, hey, I would imagine you would feel this way. Is that right or not? Right or wrong? I would imagine you could have a feedback like this. And even if you get it wrong completely, that's totally okay. It shows humility. It tells them and it signals to them that in the future, if they have something like this, they can tell it to you. So it's more of a repetition. And then, so we talked about preparation. We talked about pushing a little bit. The third thing that you can do to create a culture of unfiltered feedback is accountability, is to actually take action. When you hear someone's feedback, they feel like a sense of relief. They're like, okay, so the conflict didn't happen in the relationship. I feel like it's easier for me to tell you more of my feedback. But this is a short-term trust that's being created. If you want to create long-term trust, they need to see that you're taking action along with every feedback that's being given. Otherwise, they lose trust subconsciously and they won't tell you things anymore. They might think, even if I tried really hard to think about feedback for you, you never do them. So why would I tell you in the first place, right? This is where CEOs, you have to have a great to-do list, task tracking system. You would write down what you would like to do based on someone's feedback right away, right? And let's say, for example, in the next all hands meeting, I will prepare my content a week before and get your feedback on it before I present on behalf of the sales team, right? So that's an action. So I would really think about doing that right away, setting up a calendar invite a week before the all hands meeting, make it recurring, and make sure there's a meeting that holds the structure so you're actually following up with that action and doing it. And after you do it, you let them know. If they don't know already, hey, I've already done this. Thank you so much for your feedback. If it's a week later, a month later, 6 months later to follow up, that creates a tremendous amount of trust. See, it's all about communication.